Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason, and today we're talking about the 9/11 attack, just right before the anniversary of 9/11. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, so why are we talking about this and why is it so important to our listeners?
Well, we have a personal relationship with the souls who died on after the 9/11 attack. They're still with us and it's an amazing story. And we'll be talking about why this is important to our listeners all throughout the show. But it has to do with how our essence works, our soul, what people call soul. And I think you'll find it's a very fascinating story. So let me set the story up. And I remember one time we were driving home in the early evening, and we were on the Bay Bridge. Now, for those of you that aren't familiar with the San Francisco Bay Area, this bridge is really long, and it's very high, and it always has lots of traffic. It's always crazy busy. So you kind of have to pay attention because there's no sidewalks on either side. You just, you know, you kind of get disoriented when you look off to the side because it's you can see the bay and it's way far down there. So, you know, we were driving down and I was paying attention and all of a sudden Patricia starts sobbing. I'm sitting in the car and she's sobbing next to me and I'm trying to say, well, what's going on? So Patricia, why don't you take the story from there?
Gee, thanks, Jason. What a great setup. I would like to set it up just a little bit more. It happened to be Christmas Eve and we had gone to visit my family, which of course is something that we did every year when we lived there. And it was after 9/11 had happened. And the Christmas right after 9/11. And basically what had happened was a soul had jumped in me and the grieving was so overwhelming. I'm very empathic and the grieving was so overwhelming to me. I didn't know what else to do. And so I was trying to basically, you know, Jason's going, what's wrong? You know, what can I do for you? And it wasn't what he could do for me. It was what we could do. We figured out very quickly what we could do for the souls that had died in the 9/11 attack. And there's a couple of things that we noticed. One is that because we had light, many, I'm talking hundreds of the 9/11 souls came to visit us.
Well, and this wasn't the first time either.
No, it was not.
And so there was a path to Patricia. And just so you know, that doesn't happen anymore. I mean, we don't allow another entity, soul, to jump in.
Like that.
You know, that's just not okay. No. And
we ask for a tap on the shoulder, so to speak.
Yeah. And we get talked to all the time, but This was so horrific, and the grief was
so overwhelming.
Oh, it was.
It was so overwhelming. So let me finish on. So I finally was capable of collecting myself enough, and I said, "Who is this? Who am I talking to?" And it was a mother, and this mother, she worked in the first building that went down in New York, and she had not, her daughter was not downstairs. Her daughter had, she was under five, but she was not being, she wasn't in the child care part of the building. And, but the mother had no idea that this was going to happen. And the mother had, I mean, her grieving for her child, my God, what am I going to do? I brought this child into this world and it's my responsibility. And now I feel completely helpless.
I mean, it's, as we all know, it's very instinctive for a mother to go, you know, in something like this, to go get their child.
Absolutely.
Just for protection.
Hell or high water.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And this mother had no way. And she kept saying, she knew exactly who I was. She kept saying, Patricia, you need to help me. You need to help my child. You need to help me. I'm just so lost. What do I do? What can I do? And the ecosystem approach was intact at this time. We had just really started learning about it and using it as we had been creating it. And the bottom line is that at that moment, I went and found her child, looked at her child, and I'm talking about from a completely spiritual perspective, and
the energy of her child.
The energy of her child, and the child basically was fine. Yes, she, oh, I'm going to cry.
It's still emotional for both of us, but
yes.
that child was okay.
The child was fine.
And we were able to communicate that.
And the child had gone to live with the mother's sister, and the child's, the aunt, she raised this child.
You know, normally when we do this, what happens is that, Patricia does the talking and I do the questions.
Right.
And this was kind of, took us by surprise because, you know, I didn't know what was going on. She was just, all of a sudden, she was emotional and sobbing. And,
a little worse than now.
Yes. And so, you know, so a lot of times, well, I remember when it happened the first time, I said, okay, what do they want? What do they want from us?
Well, can we talk help? About that for
yeah,
a minute?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
The first time it happened was we were sent home. We worked in downtown San Francisco and we were, of course, sent home. The city was basically vacated. We got the last train out of San Francisco.
This was back in September, obviously.
Yes, obviously. And so it was pretty emotional, of course, for everyone. And so we decided, you know what, let's just go take a nap. Let's just lay down, calm down and take a nap. When I woke up, there was probably 300 souls in our bedroom. And I was like, who are you and what do you want? I mean, I had no idea that something like this could or would happen.
And this is, I guess we started learning at this point, but so I started asking the questions.
Yes.
And so she didn't have to focus on the questions.
I could just listen.
Listen and relate.
Exactly. And they all wanted to know what happened, why it happened, and what were they to do?
You know, and the truth is that in a normal course of event, when someone dies, their soul leaves and transitions, you know, it makes a transition to the other side, what we call the other side, to the spiritual dimension.
Correct.
You know, and it happens naturally, kind of organically, but when it's all of a sudden like this, I mean, a plane flying into a building.
And
I mean,
all of these souls.
I mean, there was no heads up. There was no possibility. We weren't even under war. It was complete shock.
Right. And not that the rest, I mean, everyone, I know you can tell me if I ask you individually where you were on the day that it happened. I mean, I know there isn't anybody I don't know that hasn't been able to answer that question definitively. But let's back up to the mother and child. Through the years, I have checked on this mother and child. The mother has still not come back through to into a body. She has not. She has decided that she would remain on the other side and be a guide for her child. And every once in a while, she will come to me and say, this is the situation, you know, can you help me? And of course, I would automatically do that because we had a special connection.
Many of us have this romantic idea that our loved ones are up above looking over us and guiding us. And that can be problematic. And we're going to talk about that some more in the next segment about how that works and those types of things. One of the things I want to kind of frame for you right now is that we know these are some of the statistics. They're just they're generalized, but there were 3,000 people that died, 6,000 people that injured. But typically in a normal day, 17,000 people were in the towers. So we know that there are a lot of people who lived in that situation. So why did the ones, why were there some that were able to live and some that died? Well, maybe they were late for work that day and they missed it, or maybe they just had they called in sick that day. Why do those people just miss it?
And why did they live and why did the other ones die?
And we're going to tackle that, and we're not going to give you a black and white answer because there is none.
Right.
But we're going to start to go there, and you know, the truth is that our essence typically knows before our physical body, in other words, before the assault,
right?
You know, that we're going to die. And at some level, this is a big caveat, at some level knows in advance.
Exactly.
And agrees.
Right.
You know?
And you wonder, why do some agree, like the mother? Why would she want to leave her child? She didn't want to leave her child. I mean, just say that.
And one of the things we're going to talk about in the next segment, be sure and stay tuned. This is a really important information. But what we understand is that, first of all, there are certain levels of consciousness that we believe that, you know, that we love our kids and we would do anything, that we die for them. Often I hear parents say that.
Right.
And it, for the most part, it's true. But there's another level that a lot of us are unconscious about. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Exactly. And Jason, why are we unconscious about those kind of things?
Because of programming.
Yes.
You know, programming says how we're supposed to feel as opposed to how we actually feel.
Right.
And it numbs us down. It dumbs us down. And
it keeps us from being able to be aware of the, and I'm going to say it this way, but the other side talking to us, of our guides talking to us, of who we are talking to us. So
and one last point before the key points.
Okay.
You know, there was a huge cloud of negative energy that happened during 911.
Yes.
We're going to start with that in our next segment.
Okay.
But it affects everyone, and it's like weather. You know, it was huge.
Yes.
So.
Okay, Jason, key points.
Programming dumbs us down, so we lack consciousness about our soul's intent. The 911 attack created a cloud of grief, fear, loss, and sadness that most people did not cope with in a very healthy way.
Right.
There's a huge misunderstanding about negative emotions and how they work.
Yes.
And human beings were designed to be conscious and be in alignment with their soul, but very few people are in reality.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about what happened to the souls that died and what we're doing with them today. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and we're talking about what happened to the souls that died and what we're doing with them today, what Jason and I are doing with them today. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. You know, before we took a break, Jason, we were talking about the cloud of energy that happened with the 9/11 attack.
You know, we had some relatives who just visited New York, and they visited the 9/11 memorial, and they said it was really sad. Well, yes. I guarantee you, they were picking up on that sadness that was still there.
Yes.
When 9/11 happened, we could feel it. It didn't just, you know, this was in New York. We were in San Francisco. That's about as far away you can get in terms of the United States. And the intensity of the fear, the anger, the need to fight, the need to get even.
And the hate.
And the grief.
Yes.
Was huge. It was like it was like a hurricane that was sweeping the country. And except that we don't see energy that way. We see energy as our emotions as a mood. It's not a thing, but they're energies, and they literally, just like the weather, they can move around. They can go from place to place. I'm sure there are other countries that felt the implications
of
the 9/11 attack, as well as the United States. So those energy clouds affect us, mm-hmm. and they happen every day. When we work with clients, we've been doing this for 20 years, we see that there are days that everybody's anxious, everybody's pissed off,
yeah.
everybody's feeling down or depressed.
Mm-hmm.
These emotions kind of go in waves, and people respond to them.
Exactly. But you know, Jason, that cloud of energy, and by the way, it was many of the things that Jason and I just talked about. The question that many of you have is, well, how did those souls get caught up in it? How did they not know what was going to happen? If you say what you're talking, if we say, meaning Jason and I, that we can be aware of things, we can be aware of these energies, how did those souls get caught up in this?
You know, and we were talking, and this is really important about, you know, who dies and who stays. We talked about this a little bit with mass shootings.
Right.
Who dies, who stays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a mass shooter goes into a Walmart or to a public area, you know, who gets shot and who doesn't, you
right.
know? here's what we know about that. And you don't have to believe it, but this is what we see. It's not what we believe, it's what we see. And that we make that distinction all the time. But what we see is that our soul has an intent, and it has a different intent at certain levels. Mm-hmm. Now, understand, you know, imagine your soul is like a three-story, four-story, or a high-rise building, and there's different levels of knowing. You know, at the lowest level, you know, we understand certain things, and at the highest level, there's difference. But at the highest level, the soul remembers what it's like to be in a spiritual form, an entity,
right,
as opposed to a physical body. Mm-hmm. And what most of us don't understand is that it's difficult being in a physical body, and it's not easy. And yeah, some of you say, yeah, give me a break. I know that. Yeah, it's difficult. Well, yes, it is. And we have this will to live, which is instinctive, but at the highest levels, it may not be there. And even for the mother who had a small child, you know, no mother would ever choose to leave their child, or most mothers would not. You know, I guess there are some that would, but most would not. But if they're having a hard life, if they're struggling, they at the highest levels know, well, maybe I could just get a break and you know, I'll take this way out and it'll be easier. And even though they may feel grief about the people they left behind, they can feel it, oh, well, they'll be okay. And exactly, that's usually true, not necessarily all the time.
Correct. But you know, Jason, I want to talk about how the souls, because of their 80%, remember how we've talked about, we all come in with this approximately 80% of our energy, our essence of who we are, is actually blocked. And I want to make this blanket statement, and then we'll let Jason clean it up for me. But I would like to say, when I looked at the 9/11 souls that died, what I saw was that their unconsciousness, because of that 80% of their essence, was blocked because of programming, because of training through lifetime after lifetime. Most of them did not see it coming.
They didn't see it coming, or they couldn't perceive it coming, or if they perceived it at the level of their soul, their physical body didn't perceive it.
Correct.
And that's from programming.
Yes.
Because just let's go back to the discovery, Patricia, okay, because that's really
okay,
important.
Okay.
The discovery that we made, that when we started doing this work, that even people who are very successful had this this negative energy. They were encumbered. Their soul was encumbered, right, with 80% of their soul was blocked. So
with negative energy.
With negative energy.
That keeps us from
having the life that we think we want.
Yes.
You know, and so we're so easily tricked, mm-hmm, even at the level of our soul. So if a soul was tapped on the shoulder and said, well, it's your time to go, and or this will be really good for you, it's your time to go, it'll be they'll get offer a bogus reason that why it'll be good for you, and that soul will accept it because they're not thinking from that 20% that's free of negative energy. They're encumbered with that 80% that has that dark energy.
Well, and oftentimes that 80% of that dark energy leads us to believe we have no choice,
or we have certain options, or we don't have certain options.
Right.
When in fact we do.
Exactly.
It affects our free will.
Exactly.
It affects our ability to have a consciousness in the highest and best way.
Yes. Exactly.
So it's a huge deal, and the answer, I want to, before you go hopeless or you say, oh my gosh, we're all screwed, I want to throw myself off a bridge right now.
Oh, please don't.
The answer is the ecosystem approach.
Because?
Because it starts to remove systematically that 80%.
Yes.
And as we uncover that our essence as designed by the Creator in a way that's natural and organic to who we are, yeah, things start to change. And it changes not just for, you know, not doesn't just help you in terms of a mass shooting. It helps you in terms of every area of your life, health, relationships, money, okay, happiness. It helps you with everything. So in our misunderstanding about energy and how our soul works is epidemic. So tell that story that you about that person at work.
Oh, okay. We, of course, worked in downtown San Francisco. And there was this person that I worked with directly. Jason and I didn't exactly work together. Anyway, there was this person that I worked with. And weeks after the attack, she was still crying. And she cried in a way all the time.
Public way.
In a very public way.
It was disrupting everything.
Yes. And it really affected all of us. And I finally said to her, I said, tell me, why are you crying? And so she said, oh, I'm just so grieving about all those people that died and their families and so forth. And I said to her in my, of course, very appropriate way, I said, has it occurred to you the effect that you're having on not only us, but those that have died by all of your sadness and hanging on to this grieving? This woman went livid on me. How dare you? I'm acting the way that I feel, and I'm acting appropriate because somebody has to grieve for those souls. Obviously, you're not, that kind of thing. And I just looked at her and I said, you have no idea what I'm doing. And she had no idea what I was doing, of course, because I was actively helping the souls that have died.
She was doing something that was constructive.
I was.
But this woman was programmed to believe that that's how you do it.
Yes.
She wasn't coming from her soul or an understanding of energy or how her soul worked.
And by the way, she knew I worked with energy. I should say that.
But she couldn't overcome her own programming.
Right.
And she believes that this is what you do to show respect and to grieve. But we could see that what it was doing is creating this additional tornado of negative energy.
I was going to say cloud of negative energy. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. So anything else you want to say here, Jason?
There's so much to say.
I know.
Let's go to our key points and then we'll have some more next
segment. Wait a minute. That's my line. Jason, what are the key points of this segment, please?
A soul has a lot of negative energy that's attached to it. And when it does, it can be easily tricked.
Okay.
It is very common to have beliefs about our life that are very different from our soul's intent.
Yes.
The fear of death and the desire to live is much different at the highest levels of our soul. And that programming is always anti-consciousness and works at odds with your own essence.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to get into alignment with your soul and be more conscious about your soul intent. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly. relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about how to get into alignment with your soul and be more conscious about your soul intent. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, how do you get in alignment with your essence? And what exactly does that mean?
Well, the word alignment is kind of problematic. And the reason is that we should be in alignment with our conscious mind and our essence. We use soul and essence interchangeably. We typically like to use the word essence, but with our soul or essence, and it happens naturally. But what keeps us from being in alignment is that 80%. Mm. All that negative energy, we're trying to be in alignment with something that is constantly knocking us out of alignment. And that's that negative energy that's attached to us, that 80% that we've talked about. And if you want to know more about that, go to our shows on Discovery, and you can we do a deep dive about that negative energy that's attached to us.
Okay. Well, you know, Jason, for right now, can you explain how essence is supposed to work?
It's supposed to be transparent and just happen. We don't have to do anything. We just grow up, live our life, and it's it just works. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't work that way today at all, or in the contemporary history, because we have so much negative energy that's attached to us, and it never goes away. Because we don't have a way to get rid of it.
Well, we do, and it's called the ecosystem approach.
Exactly. But for years and years in our culture, we don't use energy practices to get ourselves to a better place. So as we go through life and make decisions, we get these nudges. This is how it's supposed to work. We get these nudges and hits about what feels right and what doesn't.
Well,
and it's simple, you know, it's like, oh, that doesn't feel right. I won't do that.
Okay.
Or, you know, this feels right. I'll do that.
Okay. Well, Jason, give us an example, you know, one that everyone can at least think about or relate to.
When I was in high school, I played football, and our football team was all conference in the year that I played when I was a senior, but I didn't play much because there was so much depth in our football field for that year or those years that I wasn't able to. And, you know, for luck of the draw, it didn't happen for me. So I wanted to redeem myself and play football in college. And I was very athletic, and I had a lot of athletic skills that I could translate into football. But what I kind of figured out just before college football was to start, is that I didn't really like football. Now, I know this sounds kind of weird, but for me, football in high school was a form of a way to redeem myself or to overcome the shame that I felt or to feel that I had some importance or some value. And that feeling of not having value is that 80%. And it dogged me. So I tried to compensate that by playing football, which I didn't really like to do. I don't really enjoy football that much. And especially when you're on the field, it's a rough sport, as many of you know, and many of you have heard about. So,
well, and seen, you know, because it's such a big sport.
But even when I decided, and I didn't really decide in a way that was very healthy, I just kind of missed the first practice, you know, accidentally on purpose. You know, I didn't make a decision, conscious decision, to say, yeah, I don't really like football. I'm not going to do it. I just said, well, I should. Maybe I should. Maybe I shouldn't.
Okay. And I'm going to pose the question. And why didn't you make a conscious decision?
Because of that 80%.
Yes.
Because of that negative energy.
Yes.
If that was, if you know, and we talk in terms of having it all gone or all there. And the truth is that we still have, both Patricia and I have a lot of negative energy attached to us.
Yes.
And we'll be working on that for the rest of our lives. But that's how much there is.
Right.
And when we tell people, you know, when that there's 80%, they kind of yawn like, well, so what's the big deal?
Exactly.
Well, and we're, you know, all of our radio shows are about why it is a big deal and why it's, how it affects you in all these different areas.
Well, let's go to the other side of that, Jason. How does essence, meaning our soul, our connection to our soul, how does it help us?
Well, for example, going back to my football example, if I didn't have that unworthiness, that shame that about me as a person, I wouldn't have even been attracted to football, or I just would say, I don't want to do that. I want to do basketball. I want to do track. I really enjoyed track. I did. That's one of the my.
By the way, one of the most beautiful runners I've ever seen in my life is Jason.
So I did that instead, and but not instead. I did football also, and I was good at it because I was a fast runner, but I didn't really like football, and I didn't even know that I didn't like it. And that's
the key.
If my essence was working, I would say, no, I don't like that. Or right. Maybe I go for a practice and say, yeah, I don't like that. You know, that's right. Not me. You know,
well,
but I couldn't. I didn't.
Let's go back to the bottom line is that when we are connected to our essence, if we understand the importance of it, there's so many amazing things that can happen because of it. Meaning with relationships and health and money and of course even happiness.
Well, and it's really true. I mean, I think about my relationships with women. OMG, you know, I say this about, you know, my first wife, even my second wife, that I didn't really like them. I know this sounds.
By the way, I'm his third wife, everybody. I'm his third wife.
So, you know, it just, I didn't realize I didn't like him, you know, in the beginning. I know this sounds stupid, but it happens a lot.
Okay.
And we've worked with so many people that just don't really understand why they're in the relationship they are.
Okay.
You know, health, all of our health conditions are connected to that 80%. Money, mm-hmm. You know, our relationship with money, whether we've made a lot or not.
Right.
You know, a lot of times people make a lot, but they don't know how to enjoy it, you know? And then just being happy. So many people are unhappy. We went to a block party the other day, and we were we got to see some of our neighbors. It was fun and it was interesting. But Patricia and I were talking about, well, you know, no one there was really happy.
No.
They might have been animated, but that's not happiness.
I saw a lot of depression.
Oh my gosh.
There's a lot of it. An absolute lot of it. So
I guess the point is, and then we're going to go to the, well, key point, but the main point is that if you remove that negative energy and get your essence to start to work, it's amazing.
Well, and I want to make one more point. We have worked with the 9/11 souls a lot. And for the first year, I removed a lot of the negative energy, the cloud of the energy that they were stuck in. And many, many, many of them have gone on to do amazing, wonderful things.
it is, and we should talk about that in another show.
But, we really should.
You know, if you're interested in that, send us a note. Yeah, we'll tell you about how to do that at the end.
Okay. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Being in alignment with your essence is essential to well-being in all aspects. Mm-hmm. The ecosystem approach is designed to restore you to that natural and organic functioning in your life.
Okay.
And being conscious of your essence helps with relationships, health, money, and happiness, and everything else in your life.
Okay.
We have all been trained to ignore essence and favor programming to our collective detriment.
Yes. Absolutely. So, Jason, with all of that said, let's talk about how to work with energy our way.
We're gonna do some clearing in the next segment, and this mm-hmm. is how you do it. You just, you know, whether you're sitting, standing, walking, we use your mind's eye, your imagination, and as we say to eliminate, imagine those things that we're saying to eliminate, whether it's an emotion or veils and illusions. Gather those up in your body and blow them into a trash can. If there's not a trash can by you, use your imagination and create one
right.
and blow it into that. And then exhale gently, take a gentle breath. You don't need to take a big breath. And then we go on to the next one. It's that simple.
Okay. And then when we're finished with that, because we always give everyone a list, so to speak, to clear negative energy, then we activate life force, the most powerful energy that anyone has access to. And we're going to reverse the process. We call upon it. We let it come in all the way through the top of our head, go all the way down our body and to the tips of our toes. We turn it around and we blow out any negative energy left over, meaning. So, and by the way, we see this is clear, pure light. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you be in alignment with your essence and connect with it in a very positive way. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. This is Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance?
Let Marcia Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marcia every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to help you be in alignment or start to be in alignment with your essence and connect with it in a very positive way. Jason, you ready?
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that connecting with my essence is not consistent now. It's inconsistent because sometimes it connects with my essence. Sometimes I go back to programming, things I've been taught. So gather up those veils and illusions, blow it into that trash can.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that even though I get nudges now and then, they can be off because of the negative energy that's blocking me from my essence. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the traumas in my past, no matter how insignificant or insignificant that I think they are, but they're still connected to me. So gather up all those traumas, blow them into the trash can.
And you know, I want to add this one. And to eliminate all of the traumas for the 9-1-1 souls that left us, I release and let go all of their traumas and their negative energy memory sparks that they could still be stuck in from that horrific day. I release and let go those traumas so they can go on and go forward and do what they were intended to do. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all of my traumas, because I was either connected to someone who,
yes,
who died, or connected with someone who knew someone that died, or some connection that I have to 911, even if there's no connection, but just the sadness of it on behalf of our country.
Yes.
Just take that all, gather that all up, all those feelings, that grief and sadness and right, regret, and gather it all up and blow it into the trash can.
In other words, what we're saying is don't let that energy block you from who you are.
Yes.
And connecting with you. Take another breath on that one, everybody. And blow it out.
You know, the obvious thing, but the biggest tool that terrorists have is negative energy.
Yes.
They create fear.
And they use it to hurt us.
And grief. Exactly. And uncertainty. And if you clear those,
yes,
all of a sudden they don't have any tools.
Exactly.
So, and to eliminate all my fears, worries, insecurities that create a block to my essence, gather those all up, blow them out.
And to eliminate the false belief that my essence is already working in my highest and best interest. This one, everyone, take a deep breath on it because it's just not true.
We wish it wasn't that way, but
yes,
that's what we see. Yes. And to eliminate all the anger, hate, and bitterness I've accumulated and that is attached to me right now. Yes. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any fears, worries, and anxieties I have that come up in my daily life. Take a breath.
And to eliminate feeling like I'm a victim to all the uncertainties in life. You're not. That's an energy. A victim is, feeling like a victim is an energy. So gather up that energy, blow it into the trash can.
And to eliminate the anger and frustration I have about the little things and all the big things. Don't let that negative energy get in the way of you understanding what you need to do, where you need to go, and actually who you are. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the old false programming about my life that doesn't come from my essence.
Good one.
Take a breath. Gather up all that false programming and blow it into the trash can. So should we activate life force?
Sure. Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can trust that I can use my essence, connect with my essence, if I clear away the negative energies. Take a breath.
And so everyone knows, when you move a lot of negative energy, yawning is very common.
Very common.
It's not that we're bored with you guys. You know, we love doing this, but when we're moving a lot of negative energy.
Yes,
right
we
now.
Are. Yes.
So. And to activate life force so I can trust that removing negative energy can help me connect with my unlimited potential of my essence. Take a breath.
I love that one. And to activate life force so I can actually get a glimpse and even know what my unlimited potential is and has to offer. Take a breath. Let it go in through the top of your head. All the way down your body to the tips of your toes. Turn it around. Let go of any negative energy.
And to activate life force so I have the confidence to know my essence has all the answers for my life.
Right.
It's right there.
Take a breath. Pull it in. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative and laugh and love and have fun and love myself and love others and see what's in the best interest of myself and know that I can do something today by clearing to have a better life for me and those around me. Nice and easy. Pull in that. Take a breath. Pull in that life force energy. Let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy left over. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
Dogs and cats.
What?
Now, I'm a dog person, and Patricia has a real connection to cats, but we know that energy affects both of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to have some fun stories. Yeah. We're going to tell you how the Enneagram, the personality type we use for human beings, affects our animals also,
uh-huh,
and their personalities, and how our personalities affect our animals.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a fun show. So if you love your pet, be sure to tune in.
Exactly. And by the way, this doesn't just apply to dogs and cats. I would like you to know that. So if some parts of you gets the importance of clearing your essence with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. The Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website at www.livinglighter.org and look for the radio tab.
So I just want to be frank. You know, if you've tried everything, if you've tried every self-help, self-improvement, every processes that there is, you're ready for the ecosystem approach because the ecosystem approach, and the reason we call it the ecosystem approach is because it includes the energy of your essence. Mm. And that's the thing that's missing.
Yes.
And that's what's, if you look around you and see all the hate, anger, bitterness, the tribalism, the meanness, the evil,
mm-hmm,
those are energies.
Yeah.
And the way you get rid of them, you start with yourself. It'll feel like magic because it's so uncommon today. Mm-hmm. So if you want this, first of all, we're offering it to you free. Right. All you have to do is sign up for our newsletter. Go to our website at www.livinglighter.org. And it's at the newsletter tab. We ask for your name and email address. And that's it. It's free. You can't miss it. Go sign up right now.
Nice.
Because every week we offer clearings in the newsletter that relate to the topic that we had for that week. And you can you can take those clearings and do it constantly, specifically. One of the things about the ecosystem approach is that it is so, there are a lot of energy practices out there and they're all good. We want to say that. But what really distinguishes what we do is that it's very simple to get started, but it will take you. We've had clients we've had for those 15, 20 years. And right. It's because they keep seeing they get better and better and better and they clear more and more and more.
Jason, talk about Facebook a little bit.
You know, if you like us, go like us on Facebook because we love to be liked on Facebook. And we're at livingletter.org on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Just type that in. And you always get a preview of our show for the next week on our Facebook page. Feel free to leave a comment or tell us how you like the show. So.
Okay. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.